Hi, I was in the middle of dictation for Michelle Strews. The date of birth is 8-9-51. Date of accident 5-25-2022. Dictation number continues from 0113-072. The ADLs are affected 8, and the pain level varies to around 7 all over. 30% improvement has been listed by the patient, and patient reports that there is in the ADL patient list, mood and sleep, enjoyment of life are affected 9. The general activity and relationship with other people are affected 8. Normal work is affected 6. Patient reports that she has mild headaches with difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, mild loss of memory and weakness, denies any vision problem, dizziness, vertigo, blackout, seizures, or loss of equilibrium, loss of balance, and confusion or disorientation. Patient has history of stiffness of the neck and the lower back, pain in the neck and the lower back, and shoulder pain, both bilateral. And in the GI, patient has digestive problems, but no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has worsened. However, there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Except she had a fracture of the fourth toe in the right foot after she banged into some hard stuff while walking. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse patient utilizes marijuana for further relief, and compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the patient 106/76, pulse is 90, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 12-12-2022, dictation number 1221-080 and 1221-082, along with diagnosis. Plan is to continue the therapy 2 times a week for the patient, and with flexion and massage, patient is released to a light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days, 10 pounds lifting limit. Provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Aciflex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets for muscle relaxation, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for 60 tablets for headaches and neuropathy, Fluoxetine 1 or 2 every 6 hours, PRN 50 tablets for headaches, Lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief. A course of prednisone 10 mg, one tablet a day with food has been provided just for temporary healing aspect. Tylenol codeine number 3, one every day, PRN, 30 tablets are provided for further pain relief. Other than that, patient is advised to use home therapy, fluid and water aerobics and water exercise. And she's referred to psychiatrist, and MRI of the right shoulder was ordered. That has been done. And it was found to have complex tears in the entire capsule and full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon. So it was advised to continue the therapy. And she has been referred to an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Zoma, as well as Dr. Redden, for a consultation. The patient appears to be quite stable and improving. Thank you.